Welcome to the Project Zion podcast. This podcast explores the unique spiritual and theological gifts Community of Christ offers for today's world.
Hello, and welcome to the Project Zion podcast. I'm your host, Carla Long, and today you're listening to What's Brewing, which is all about mission stories that happen all over the church and interesting things that are happening that you definitely want to know about. And today we're going to be talking about the Children's Peace Pavilion, which you've probably heard of before, but this ain't your mama's Peace Pavilion anymore. It's a whole different ballgame. So I'm really excited to welcome Andy Crozen and Kathy Kackler-Veazey. So Andy, why don't you introduce yourself for us?
Okay. Well, I'm Andy Crozen. I'm the Executive Director of Peace Pathways and the Peace Pavilion.
And Kathy?
I'm Kathy, and I am the board chair for the Peace Pathways organization, which we'll tell you a little bit more about in a minute, and the Peace Pavilion.
Well, I know that you two keep incredibly busy. That was a very short introduction, but even in that shortness, I know that there's a lot of work that you do. So I appreciate the work that you do very, very much. So let's just jump into it. You talked about Peace Pathways and the Peace Pavilion. What are those things? What is the Children's Peace Pavilion? What is Peace Pathways? Can you tell us about it?
Yeah, let me just go over some of it. The Peace Pavilion is a unique interactive museum that was designed to teach the concepts of peace and to empower people to incorporate peacemaking skills to their everyday lives. Originally, the Children's Peace Pavilion, now called the Peace Pavilion only, was created as a ministry of the Community of Christ. And for more than 25 years, the Peace Pavilion has served as an interactive children's museum designed to teach the concepts of peace through creative, fun learning activities. It was designed around the four principles of peace: peace for me, peace for us, peace for everyone, and peace for the earth. It has remained dedicated to empowering children to incorporate peacemaking skills into their everyday lives. Some years ago, the Peace Pavilion made a move to become a part of a 501c3 organization. It's a nonprofit organization called Peace Pathways. It is the principal peace program of Peace Pathways. The mission of Peace Pathways is to bring together individuals and partner organizations as peacemakers in relationship for the purpose of sharing mutual ideas and initiatives to support and advocate for peace and justice. Peace Pathways is an affiliate of the organization of the Community of Christ. As a result of that change, the location and the impact of the Peace Pavilion has grown. It is currently engaged in a major expansion project. About 2 years ago, the Peace Pavilion moved to a new location. The new site is not far from the original location in the auditorium, but is about five times the size of the former facility. It's located one block east of the Community of Christ Temple at 607 West Lexington in Independence, Missouri. The Peace Pavilion is located in Independence, as I said, and it is a place for peace. It provides a safe environment where children, teens, and adults of all ethnicities and faiths can learn about peace. The goal is to explore what it means to be peacemakers. The Peace Pavilion reaches out to schools, youth organizations, and other community groups to share ways to help promote peace. It invites individuals and families to visit as well.
Wow. I had no idea that your new space was five times the size. That's really exciting. You know, like I always loved visiting the auditorium, the Peace Pavilion and the auditorium. And, you know, when I was a temple tour guide and auditorium, when I would show people around the auditorium, I loved showing people that area because they just had, it was just such a interesting and idea that a lot of people didn't really even know existed. And so I feel like in your new location, like it's just so much, so many more people can know it actually exists instead of it being buried in the auditorium. Now you can have a sign and all that stuff. So lots of more people can know. Well, that all sounds really exciting. I'm really excited about everything that's happening so far. So let's keep talking a little bit more about that. Who does the Peace Pavilion serve? Who can go there?
Literally anybody can go. We reach out to the community. We serve, about 3,000 people. Before we moved, we were hitting about 3,000 people a year. We expect to triple that or more next year. And there were individuals, families that came in. They were school groups, Girl Scouts, Boy Scouts, preschoolers, all kinds of individuals come. We have some adult disabled groups that come in on a regular basis. So just a whole variety of people. But it has changed a lot. And Andy has some things I think he can share with you about that.
I definitely want to get to that. But I had no idea it served 3,000 people a year. Even in the auditorium, that's a lot of people. I'm very shocked. I'm very excited by this. I mean, the more people that we can get talking about peace, that is our absolute goal, isn't it? That's one of our mission initiatives. So I really do want to hear about some changes that have been happening. I want to hear about some of the exhibits. I want to hear lots more.
For 25 years, the focus of the Peace Pavilions primarily have been on elementary age children, and we're going to continue to offer exhibits and peace education for children like we do now. But in addition, we're going to expand the outreach to offer programs, activities, and exhibits for middle school and high school students as well as adults. And some of our future plans include online peace education initiatives and mentoring of creation of new Peace Pavilion locations. Then also the name change from Children's Peace Pavilion to the Peace Pavilion was made to better reflect this expanded vision that we have. Also, some of the program offerings will reflect the broader vision of the Peace Pavilion, such as hosting events for teens, like team building activities that foster positive relationships and offer relevant roundtable discussions, and offering classes for adults on topics like parenting and financial security, positive communication skills, and those things that would bring peace into homes, as well as hosting fun family activities and expanding exhibits and offerings activities for toddlers as well. Using the same concepts as the other four main areas of the Peace Pavilion, peace for me, peace for us, peace for everyone, and peace for the planet, but presenting these concepts on a toddler's level. And for the past several years, the Peace Pavilion, Peace Pathways board and staff and committees, as well as volunteers, have been working to reconceptualize the Peace Pavilion and move it to a larger, more accessible location. Building on the foundation of what the Children's Peace Pavilion was, the vision has refined and expanded. More than 100 individuals have worked together to make the new Peace Pavilion a reality.
Wow. I love that you're looking at a more holistic look at peace. I didn't realize that that's where you're heading into. So you mentioned, I didn't catch them all. So you talked about financial planning. You could, like, adults could go for financial planning. What were some of those other ones?
Well, like classes on parenting or positive communication skills and other types of activities and classes that would help foster peace in homes.
How wonderful. So how is that word getting out that that's happening? Do you put that information out? How are you marketing that? That's really cool.
Well, we haven't got there yet. So we'll be exploring that in the future. I'm sure through social media, as well as flyers and contacting local organizations that would attract that kind of clientele, like parents of young children and that kind of thing.
And we really want to, we're taking this a step at a time. In a minute, I think Andy can tell you more about the exhibits that we've built and recreated. That's taken quite a bit of time. And with the pandemic, it's allowed us to have that time to do it at the pace that we needed to do it at, but we're getting close. But after we get the pavilion open and running, then we're going to start exploring through not only the pavilion, but through Peace Pathways. You know, how do we create online communities? How do we become a resource, not only for those people who are located in the geographic area the Peace Pavilion is in, but, you know, how do we help people know how to create their own peace pavilions in places that they're at? How do we create curriculum? We did have in the past curriculum that people could use for peacemaking skills for children. So we want to go back to that and really expand that sort of outreach out farther than just the geographic area that we're in.
Well, you know what? I've said this a couple times, but the pandemic has been awful. It's been awful, but it has also been kind of great. That kind of has forced us to look at those new ways that we can expand outside of our geographical area. And I mean, it's really been a tool in a lot of ways that said, okay, we miss people this much and we want to be with people and we want to help people. How can we do that and keep everyone safe? So I really appreciate that you're looking at those new and interesting ways to get the word out, because I mean, people talk about peace, but we don't talk about peace nearly enough. And I think that a lot of people just think about peace as the absence of war. And you and I and a lot of us know that it is so much greater than that and so much bigger than that. Like, you're talking about all these different kinds of classes. I think that is just brilliant and wonderful. And if we can help kids, you know, learn how to meditate through all of their, through anger issues or whatever, things like that. I mean, what could this world be in 20 years? Pretty amazing stuff. Yeah. So I know we've been teasing everyone about these new exhibits and different things that are happening. So can we talk a little bit about what the exhibits are that we're offering now? Because I remember very clearly what the old exhibits are, and maybe some of them have made it through. I don't know.
Well, we have over 40 new exhibits planned for the new facility. And some of these are improved versions of the exhibits from the auditorium pavilion, but some of them are totally new ideas that are unique to the new location. In Peace for Me, that's the area that focuses on what we need to have peace within ourselves. And we have Lookout for Peace, Stressless Station, Good Food Dude, Facing My Feelings, Think About It, Super Peace Powers, Karen Corner, Hue Umbra, and I'm Amazing, which is a laser maze. And then in Peace for Us, it's the area that focuses on what we need to have peace with each other. We have Paths for Peace. We have Broken Figures, Block Talk, which is a new version of what we had at the auditorium. And then Giant Block Talk, which is super fun. And then Bridge to Peace, Harmony Hopping, which is an updated interactive version of that, and Star Challenge. And then in Peace for Everyone, that's the area that focuses on what all people need to have peace. We have a Pueblo Adobe Home, a Zambia Street Market, a Peru Stilt House, a Thailand Restaurant, a German School, an Australia Outback Hut, and Languages of Peace. And then in Peace for the Planet, it focuses on what the planet provides for us and what we need to do to take care of that. We have a Guide and Seek, which is about protecting animal habitats. Water Everywhere, Clean Up the River, which is another interactive projection game about cleaning up the rivers, how rivers help the planet. We have a recycling truck in there and some other things that promote recycling and reusing items like Use It Again and Weave It Together are kind of go along with that. Then we have a tree house with an exhibit called How Trees Help the Planet. And then we have an exhibit we're calling Global Community, but it's a large digital globe that has all kinds of videos from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. And then the new facility at the Peace Pavilion will also offer us to have some additional programming offerings, like the toddler room that I mentioned earlier, that will have this peace concepts on the toddler's level. We also have our Peacemakers Room, which is a new area that we didn't have at the auditorium. It'll be a wrap-up area for tour groups and visitors that's meant to inspire them to use what they learned at the Peace Pavilion in their daily lives. So they don't just leave thinking, well, that was fun, but they know that, oh, I can use this, what I learned today. And we have a meeting room that's really meant for like committees and boards, and it could be used as a classroom space. We have a birthday party flex room that could be used for obviously birthday parties. It could be a craft area and classes and activities for children. And then we have a room specifically geared for teen children, or, and it's a space that we can host classes and have activities, of course, for teens. Our Peace Theater is an expanded space that will, where we'll have the lessons for the tour groups and classes and meetings and activities for all ages could be held in there as well. We have our community room, which was the old cafeteria for the space that we're in. And that is a space where a tour group could have their lunch. We can also host like an event space for fundraisers, or it could be rented out for families and organizations as well. And then we have a picnic area, which is an outdoor eating space that could also be used to have a class or an activity out there, in addition to our expanded office space and storage area. So there's a lot more to this space than what we had at the auditorium.
It's as big as the auditorium itself. Sorry, yeah. Kathy, go ahead. It sounds huge.
This was originally a daycare center. So it came with, what was it, 17 bathrooms or more than that at that point?
17, yeah.
Yeah, and we have cut down a few of those, but we have a lot of bathrooms in that building.
Yeah. Well, that's always helpful. It's always great to have a lot of bathrooms. And you know what? As an employee of Community of Christ, I think that we should definitely have something at the Peace Pavilion so that we can all check it out too, when this pandemic is over, of course. So you mentioned a lot of stuff, Andy. That's a lot. So
yep.
I was wondering if both of you could maybe tell me two or three of your favorite exhibits and why you love them, and just maybe explain them to me, because they sounded so cool.
Sure. Well, one of the ones I know that's going to be a big attraction in Peace for me is the laser maze. And you might be asking yourself, well, what on earth does a laser maze have to do with Peace? Well, it's about resilience and that never give up, keep trying, you can do it kind of attitude that we all need to have in order to be able to keep on going, especially when things don't seem so like they're going that well for us. So that one, I think, is going to be a really fun activity for people to do in Peace for me. In Peace for us, I think one of the really neat ones is going to be the updated version of Harmony Hopping. It's an interactive projection that'll look like a piano keyboard projected onto the ground, and then you can play songs and create harmony with somebody else. I think that will be a lot of fun. In Peace for everyone, we used to, at the auditorium, it was basically we had one area of the world represented, and it was actually supposed to be like a school and a little hut from the Philippines, but now we're representing spaces from all over the world, and so it's going to be like a world tour when you walk into that space. So the entryway will be like an airport waiting room, and so you're getting ready to go on a world tour. And so that it'll be a cultural experience, as well as kind of reminding everybody what we have in common. We all need clean drinking water. We all need food to eat, and people everywhere need that. And in Peace for the Planet, there's several new things that I think are going to be pretty exciting. One of them would be the interactive projection about clean up the river. And it looks like a river that when you step on it, the water ripples and then fish are swimming by. And then every once in a while, a piece of trash will float in. And what you do is you step on the trash and it goes into a recycling bin. So it's a fun way to remind people to clean up your environment, clean up the rivers and so forth. And we also have a recycling truck that is big enough that you can actually sit in and then sort different, kind of practice what can be recycled. That's the intent, is try to encourage people, but especially children, here are some of the items that you can recycle. And so kind of introducing that idea of what they can do. And then there'll be a video that they can watch on how to do that. So those are some of the things that I think are really neat about the new pavilion.
So each of the, when people come in, and there will be a fee now to come in, not a large one. There's a theater where we have a presentation of the concepts of Peace, puppet show, or we can use it for videos and whatnot. But the interesting thing about just in general, the whole building was made up of a lot of rooms, and we've combined large rooms together. So each of these sections is in a large room, a double room actually. And we've done a lot of mural painting in there. And in the Peace for Us, which is very interesting, you go in and it looks like a little town, because along the walls are all these little businesses, like a bank and a hardware store, or a construction and a hard, well, it's a hardware store, isn't it? A plumbing store.
Construction company, yeah. A plumbing company.
That are facades.
Right.
Yeah. And so people, you don't really go into them, but it gives a sense of a community. It's really a very pleasing to the eye, and a lot going on for the kids. So it's just not the exhibits. It's all the stuff on the walls, and it's all the other kinds of things that are happening in the building. It's going to be really exciting, I think, for kids to go in and play. I wanted to talk a little bit about where we're going into the future, if that's all right. Is that okay time to do that? Basically, we're hoping to open up the pavilion for everybody to come in the spring of 2022, not too long from now. We're just about done with the construction of the exhibits. We got to put up the signage and do some things, but we're getting really close. And we have some updates and other things to the building that we're continuing to do. This is an older building, and so we've had to do a lot of work on the building itself, and we're continuing to do that. We're going to put up signage on the outside, so you'll see it when you drive down the street pretty easily, I think. So that's going to be expensive and exciting. But we hope that we will be open 6 days a week, not like the pavilion. Yeah. So Monday through Saturday, probably somewhere around 10-ish to 6, something like that, for the museum itself. And then there will be other special activities and things that will come in at other times. But just all of that costs money. We are a 501c3, not for profit. And so we are responsible for raising the money for this activity ourselves. We've been doing that over the last few years, starting off with a major bequest that was given to us. We didn't know it was coming. It's made all this possible that we have been able to put into an endowment and use as we needed to. But we've also reached out to foundations and donors over the years, and have had some significant donations from not only foundations. The major one is Sutherland, which is a large organization foundation in Kansas City that gave us a large donation that's allowed for the building out of all the exhibits. But places like Rotary Club and the Tangible Love Grant from the church, and there's another foundation, Truman Heartland, in this area, and some smaller organizations have given us all amounts of donations, and volunteer help been really important. We've had a lot of donors, and some of them are very significant gifts, and others, $25 here or $50 there. We have a program called the 25th Anniversary Club, which was created on the year of the 25th anniversary, where people can join, and for $250 a year or $25 each month for a year, you can become a member of the 25th anniversary club. And actually, when they do that, they get a gift, a flow painting that I've done, if they want one. And so we've had quite a few people, over 50 people, join that. We have others who are just donating, as they can, either through a one-time donation. Some people put it into, their bequests and whatnot. So all of that is very, very helpful, but it's important to keep that going, because it's not going to be cheap to staff this facility and keep it running for into the future. And so we're always looking to build our database, through sending out emails and newsletters so people know what's happening, and we always welcome donations. You can imagine that that this dream will, I think, enhance the life of the church, because we are an affiliate. It will enhance the lives of the children and youth that it touches in the community directly, or as online resources into the future. And so we really do feel like it makes an impact for the pursuit of peace, which is one of our enduring principles.
Oh, you are so right about that. And Kathy, I didn't want I definitely want people to hear, can they give if they want to give to that 25th anniversary club?
Well, we have a Facebook page for both the Peace Pavilion and Peace Pathways. And when you give to one, you're given to both. So either one is fine. You can go on the Facebook page. We have email,
webpage.
Website. Yeah. And are both of them up right now? Is it just the Peace Pavilion that's up?
Just
right
the
now?
Peace Pavilion.
Okay. Can you give me
actually, I think they both are, but I don't, I think you can only donate on the Peace Pavilion page. It's thepeacepavilion.org.
Yeah.
And the Facebook page is your Facebook, and then it's / the Peace Pavilion or / Peace Pathways.
Yeah. And so you can donate at all those sites. If you want to be added to the mailing list just to get the newsletters and things, we're glad to do that. Just let us know on one of those sites. You can just contact us through that. Or if you donate, then you become you go onto the mailing list too. But that'll keep people updated on what's happening. And, you know, as new things happen, it'll be posted out there.
I love that. I'm so glad that you mentioned that, Kathy. I think it's super important for people to have a chance to give back. I mean, I know that I have benefited from the Peace Pavilion multiple times. And now that I have kids, I can't wait to take my kids to the Peace Pavilion. I'm so excited about it. We'll be visiting Independence in February, but I think we're going to miss it. But we'll be back for sure.
Well, I'm sure Andy'd be glad to take you on a tour if you're there, just so you can at least see what it's like.
Sure.
Oh, Andy, maybe. That would be thrilling. I have another question, but Andy, did you want to say anything more about what Kathy was just saying? Okay.
No. Uh-uh.
This is a question I didn't prep you for or anything like that. So I hope that it's okay. I wanted you both to just tell me maybe like a story that you have from the Peace Pavilion, like something that happened in the Peace Pavilion that, and I can go first because I actually have a story. I'll prime the pump a little bit. I've worked in the Auditorium Peace Pavilion a couple times, but I've also worked in the Fremont, California Peace Pavilion. And one time I was with the director, Diane Barnett, who is a wonderful, wonderful lady. And one time I was helping out with these big, long skis. You know, they were like super long skis, and there's like four children that could be on the skis. And I told them that they needed to get from one side of the room to the other side of the room. And that's all the information I gave them. And so they tried it first and they were falling over and there was one behind the other. So like they had to work together. And so after they had fallen over like four or five times and not made it anywhere, this one little boy goes, "You guys, we have to work together." And like, it was this light bulb moment for all of them. And they're like, "What?" So, I mean, it really does, like the exhibits that we have and do in the Peace Pavilion really do make a difference. Like, and after that, of course they did well and it was beautiful and they were all celebrating and it was victory. But I mean, it was just such a huge light bulb moment. I could have told them at the very beginning, you need to work together, but that wouldn't have done any good, right? They needed to figure it out for themselves. So I was wondering if you have any stories like that, that you could share with us and what an impact the Peace Pavilion makes.
Well, there's a lot to choose from for me anyway, but I know one of my favorite things was to stand waiting for the kids to line up from a tour group to get ready to go and just to hear their comments about this place was great. I had the best day ever. And, you know, comments like that to where you know that they were really moved by what they did. And then also to hear kids say things like, "Oh, well, this applies to more than just this activity. We could use this at school." And then we've also had like a teacher from the inner city had responded to us, replied to us, and with a follow-up email that said that the lesson that we teach at the beginning on conflict resolution, we use the word stop, think, peace. And it's, you know, it's really simply, if you're fighting with someone, stop. It's not going to solve anything. Well, you talk about what you're fighting about. You think about solutions that how you can resolve the problem. And when you find a way to fix the problem that you both agree on, you have peace. So you have stop, think, peace. And this teacher told us that this lesson was going to save lives. And to me, that just meant more than just about anything, because the impact that it was having in their classroom, and that the teacher was continuing to use that lesson in their classroom to help with disputes.
I love hearing that. I love that. Kathy, do you have a story for us?
Well, Andy's got stories because he's there all the time.
Right.
I think probably what I've noticed is I'll be places all over the church and I'll see the kids say, stop, think, peace. That little phrase is, you know, either they've been to the pavilion, they've been taught that because of the impact of the pavilion online to young peacemakers clubs and other kinds of organizations around the church. But I see them and I'll say, and they'll do that. And they'll say, stop, think, peace. And it's really sort of heartening to know that the message is getting through and it is making a difference in the lives of the kids. I think it also, for me, the impact of the pavilion is being felt in our community. And I think we're beginning, the city, the mayor of the city has been really supportive of the Peace Pavilion. And so we're hoping through this whole experience to make the area the Peace Pavilion is physically in into a place, a peace-oriented section of the city. So we've got the Peace Pavilion, not far from us, there is the UN Peacemakers Plaza, which is just on the other side of the temple. The temple is the temple for peace. Truman Library is just now expanded. It's been renovated and expanding what it's doing. And a lot of what they do is about peacemaking. The mayor in Independence is a Mayor for Peace, which is an international organization where mayors join as Mayors for Peace. It was started in Hiroshima at ground zero of the bomb that was dropped during World War II. The mayor there started that, and our mayor has joined that group, as well as the Kansas City mayor. So we're hoping that this whole area will be looked to, not just in our community, but maybe far, much farther out, as a place for peace. And so that's, it's not just kids that we're impacting. I think we're impacting communities.
Yep.
Well, that brings tears to my eyes. That is beautiful. Community of Christ talks about our mission initiatives and we work towards our mission initiatives. And this is tangible, hands-on, working towards peace, the pursuit of peace in the world. And so I love hearing what you're doing. It's so, so important. And hopefully it will be utilized during the next World Conference, the new Peace Pavilion. That would be really exciting too. And have a lot more kids from all over the world get to see that Peace Pavilion. Oh, that just makes my heart sing. I love hearing about that. Gosh, this has just been a really informative podcast for me, at least. I hope our listeners have also been informed, but I certainly have been. So is there anything that I didn't ask about that you want to talk about, something that I might have missed?
No.
I think you've covered it.
Yep.
I didn't cover anything. You two covered it. So
we think you asked the question.
Yeah. Oh, great. So just so you know, listeners, so if you want to donate to the Peace Pavilion or Peace Pathways, you can donate at thepeacepavilion.org. You can go to their Facebook pages and find ways to get involved and keep in touch. So don't forget about those important ways to do that. And Kathy and Andy, I'm so grateful. Thanks so much for being on the podcast. Thank you so much for doing what you're doing for the children and adults all around the world, but especially in Independence, Missouri. Thank you so much, you two.
Sure. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thanks for listening to Project Zion Podcast. Subscribe to our podcast on Apple Podcast, Stitcher, or whatever podcast streaming service you use. And while you are there, give us a 5-star rating. Project Zion Podcast is sponsored by Latter-day Seeker Ministries of Community of Christ. The views and opinions expressed in this episode are of those speaking and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of Latter-day Seeker Ministries or Community of Christ. The music has been graciously provided by Dave Hines.